Amen. Thank you so much. And we just want to just continue to lift him up and give his name glory and give his name praise. Amen.
Yes.
And as we hasten into the word here, I just have some scriptures I want to read in your hearing. First, we want to go to Exodus, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14.
Hallelujah.
And they read this as such. And Moses said unto God, can you take it down a little bit more, please? Thank you so much. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
All right.
And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you.
Amen.
And now we're going to go to John, the 8th chapter, 57th and the 58th verse.
Right.
And here we find an account of the church leadership talking to Jesus. And they say to him, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you,
right,
before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
Amen. And now, I want to hasten here to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and this is an account from Paul in his writings, and he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Come. I want to sit right there for a second. See, the word of God says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Come. And I'm going to finish the scripture, but I want to just put it in part here to show you something. That there's a comma there which causes you to pause.
All right.
And to think about something. And we're going to tell you what that something is in a second. Amen. But I want you to remember that you first have to believe that he is.
Amen.
And as we continue in our teaching in faith and belief, we're focusing on belief. Amen. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Now, we want to, a little real quick before we finish these scriptures, what the word diligently means. It means constant in effort to accomplish something, or a persistence in doing anything, or done or pursued with persevering attention.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I would like to read to you something that, as we know, as a matter of fact, let us pray. And I'll get into these other reference scriptures as we
Amen.
Go along, because these are going to be important to the text of the message. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we come to your throne, God, boldly, God, to say thank you, God, for this
thank
morning.
You,
God. We thank you for this perfect day, God, being it perfect because, God, you have ordained it, God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for your presence in this place, God. We thank you for this day and this opportunity to stand before your people, God, to depart your word of truth, oh God. Father God, I ask that now that I decrease, Father, and that you increase, God, that they see all of thee and none of me, Father God. God, I ask that you allow your word to take free course, God. God, that it may be written on the hearts of your people, God. God, that your people's ears and hearts and minds, God, will be receptive to your word. Father God, we ask that you will give us revelation, God, and that you will give us the ability, God, to take what we learn in your house, God, and apply to our lives. This we ask in your Son Jesus' name, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated at the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you from the topic on this morning, your belief. Somebody say believe.
Believe.
Your belief has greater results when you use a brand name as opposed to an off brand.
All right.
And I want you to understand the nature of this message is going to be something that is going to give you a different sense of power in your prayer. It's going to give you a different understanding of how you go to God from thus far. Amen. And one thing I want you to understand, we are not in any way going to take away from, or we're not denouncing the name or getting away from the name of Jesus, but there's something that this word has shown to me that God's people must know. Amen. And we can never really tend to do better unless we know better. Amen.
Amen.
So one of the things that God had begun to show me, and I give you a small short testimony. I was on duty a couple weeks ago, and I had fasted for the week, as I do a first fruit fast at the beginning of each month, giving God the first fruits of the month.
Amen.
And because I had a miscalculation of when the month of February came in, I wound up telling God, well, I missed the first day, a couple days of that fast, so I gave him the first week of the month. Amen. And in that, I'm also a drilling reservist, and as I came off fast Friday night, I wound up coming in to have to do an Army PT test on Saturday.
All right.
And my body was spent, and I had really nothing left in my body because, of course, my body had been nourished in a week. And as I did everything I needed to do, I was laying over in a hotel room the next the same night, and I had gotten so my body was so weary, and my back had been getting hurt so bad, and I was laying there, and I was speaking to the first lady, and I told her, I said, I just want to lay here and cry. That's how bad I feel. My body was hurting. I felt like I wanted to throw up. I just felt terrible.
Amen.
Amen. And God gave me this word that night. And he started to, and everywhere I go, I always have my tools, my Bible, and I have my books that I get what God wrote to, gave to me so I can write it down. Amen. And one of the things he gave me was this word. And when God gives me something, I start to question God, what is it he wants me to see?
Amen.
Amen. So one of the things that he starts to show me, and it stemmed from the fact that in basic Bible study the previous Thursday, we have been talking about the fact of the Word of God in the Old Testament being written in Hebrew,
all right,
versus the New Testament being written manuscriptly in Greek.
All right.
And God led me to a scripture in Acts, and I will read it to you, and I'm going to read it to you in a couple different verses, because you got to get this. Amen. So now we're going to, in Acts 26, verses 13 and through 15, in the King James Version, you find these words. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining around about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to prick the king against the pricks.
All right.
And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecute.
All right.
Now, we're going to stop right there, because see, here's the deal. And as I was talking about earlier, it's important that your pastor labor in the Word of God.
All right.
Because see, if you just read that, you take away from something that God showed me. And when he showed me this, as I began to pray over myself that night, as I was hurting, And I was hurting so bad, I asked another soldier that was with me to go get me a BC power. And He came back with that, and by the time he came back with that, God, he gave me that. And so I took the BC powder and I prayed under something that I'm going to give you here shortly. But I will tell you, when I awoke from my sleep, I fell asleep after I prayed. And when I woke up from that point to this point, I have not had another back pain.
All right.
And as I got up, I started to dig in the Word for this and to create this text and to get more into what God was showing me, because the miraculous power of the prayer and the way the dynamic of the prayer had changed,
all right,
caused me to want to know more about what God was trying to say to me.
All right.
And then he started to show me, and if we think about this text, your belief is greater, has greater results when you use a name brand as opposed to an off-brand. And what God started to show me was that how sometimes we look at name brands as opposed to an off-brand.
All right.
And how sometimes we have things that we're willing to settle on, and there's other things that we just need the name brand.
All right.
And it's not that the other thing doesn't work. It just doesn't work as good.
All right.
Amen. And then my mind went back to my mother, and when she was alive, she named me Leonard Quentin Sampson from birth.
All right.
But when people would see my name on paper, they would pronounce it Leonard.
All right.
Amen. And my mother always had a way of, if she was with me, if somebody were to call me Leonard, she would immediately correct them and all say, right, that's not my child's name. I named him Leonard.
All right.
You will not call him Leonard.
Amen.
Amen. And so as I started to read this scripture time and time again, I started to meditate on it. And it's something that I teach the people of God, that when you read the Word, it's just not enough, because you do not get the understanding until you meditate on it. And as I meditate on what I had read here and that, something quickened in my spirit. The Word of God said that He spoke in a Hebrew tongue.
All right.
And then that's what caught my attention, and I said, okay, God, it clicked all in 1 second when I heard myself teaching in the basic Bible study talking about that the manuscript of the New Testament was written in Greek. So it became profound to me that the Word of God would say that it was spoken in a Hebrew tongue. So it forced me to go back and read this thing from a Hebrew perspective.
Right.
And now, Ella Wilson and I, we were talking, sometimes we don't want to get out of different versions of the Bible, and we get sold into one version of the Bible or another. But see, sometimes you got to get the meaning of God, you got to expand more than your territory in the physical.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to expand your territory in your study. Sometimes you got to look at different things. Now, I'm not saying get outside the Word of God, but see, sometimes you have to get your foundation right.
Amen.
So I went to the CJB version of the Bible, or for those that don't know what that is, it's the complete Jewish Bible version of the Bible. And you find these words in the same chapter of Acts 26, 13 and 15 through 15. You find this. I was on the road, and it was noon, Your Majesty, when I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and my traveling companions. We all fell to the ground, and when I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew, Shaul, Shaul, why do you keep persecuting me? It is hard for you to be kicking against the obstacles. I said, who are you, sir? And the Lord answered, I am Yahshua.
All right.
And you are persecuting me.
All right.
Now, when I started to look a little deeper, now, mind you, when I was studying this, God gave me the revelation of that before I read it in Hebrew.
All right.
So what he started to show me was that as I went back, I said, my God. And I started looking in Matthew from the beginning, where It says that he was called Christ.
All right.
And then it says that his parents named him Jesus.
All right.
But as I started to look at this name Jesus, I started to realize as I started my study that Yahshua has no English translation.
All right.
So what had to happen was we had to find a name to attach, because now we're talking about a manuscript that's being written in Greek. So now, of course, when you see Yahweh, a name for God, right, we got to realize that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
Amen.
So there's no way, because God's dispensation lasts throughout the whole Old Testament.
Amen.
There's no way you can lose his translation in the New Testament.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But see, now watch this. I want to show you how crafty the devil is.
All right.
Now, if we go to John 14 and 6. Now, I'm going to try not to keep my holler today, because I need to teach this. I need you to get this. Amen.
Amen.
And in John 14 and 6, we find this. Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
amen,
the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
All right. Now, and if you skip down a couple verses and get to 13 through 15, you find this. And whosoever ye shall ask, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Somebody say, in my name.
In my name.
That will I do.
Amen.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my what?
Name.
I will do it. Now here's the catch thing right here. And this is what so many of us miss so many times.
Amen.
Verse 15 is what seals the deal. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
So that's what seals the deal. So this assures you. Sometimes since we have a way of doing things backwards, let's do this backwards. So if you keep my commandments and ask in my name, then it will be done from the Father to glorify the work that the Son did.
Amen.
Amen. So when you see this, that's something interesting that God was showing me about this as well. And it dawned on me, never once until then, or never once after that, did Jesus ever introduce himself to anybody.
Amen.
By name. Even when he had encounters with the 12,
all right,
he just walked up to them and said, follow me.
Amen.
He didn't say, I'm Yahshua, or I'm Jesus, and follow me. He said, just follow me. This is what the word said. Now, I don't know what transpired. I just say what the word said.
Amen.
But see, now, the Jewish people, since he spoke in the Hebrew tongue, already knew what his name was.
Amen.
But it was interesting to me that the first person he would introduce himself to in the Hebrew tongue would be Saul, who would later be responsible for grafting in the Gentile people to what the Jews already knew.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So now what happens is, what God allowed me to see was that now Yahshua had to be introduced to Paul, so now he can tell you what God's Son's name is,
right,
so that when you pray in his name,
yes,
that the Father can move.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, I told y'all I wasn't going to holler today. But see, we have to understand how, if you lose the translation,
yeah,
of what his name actually is,
yeah,
how can you pray it?
Amen.
Now, am I saying to you that if you pray in the name of Jesus, ain't nothing going to happen? That's not what I'm saying. Because see, and I'm not trying to do cheap publicity for my book, but I have a book that I wrote.
Amen.
And in chapter 5 of this book, it has all the references on the names of God. All
right.
And the references to God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost in one place.
Amen.
Now, what happens is, there's a difference in somebody's name and their alias.
Amen.
So, when you talk about, I say, my name is Leonard, I can say, well, you can call me Leo. All
right.
You get me to respond, but my name is not Leo. That's just what you can call me if
Amen.
If you use my name.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
See, but now if I take away what you know his name to be,
all right,
then you can't pray in the true power of the Son's name.
All right.
So what I'm trying to get you to understand is, and I challenge you to really understand is, see, that there's certain things that are said in the Word of God that make you realize something when you understand this little piece of knowledge. The Word says, at the mere mention of his name,
amen,
things begin to happen.
All right.
Now, I can tell you 100% from the time God gave you this revelation to now that I can say Jesus 5 times and I can say Yahshua 5 times. I can say Yahshua 3 times and I start to feel something different.
All right.
Because see, there's a difference in an off brand and the name brand.
All right.
Amen. So when you're using the name brand, it just works a bit better, like the effect was supposed to happen,
amen,
than it does with the off brand.
Amen.
Not to say that the off brand won't work, but it's not going to work with the same power,
amen,
as the name brand. Amen?
Amen.
So see, whew, glory to God. So when you turn around and start, see, it is just so profound here. I'm not telling you that you got to call him Yahshua.
All right.
I am not telling you that the only way you can get to God is by saying Yahshua.
Right.
I'm just telling you that this is the way Yahshua introduced himself to Paul.
Amen.
Or to Saul at the time.
Amen.
So he said, that was my name. Before that, you don't see him say anything to anybody about who he is.
Amen.
He asked Peter, who do you say I am? He answers Pilate's question when he says, are you the Son of God? But no time until now do you have him introduce himself to someone as who he is. Now, one of the things I need to show you and have you understand is simply this. Now we're going to go back. In Exodus, God tells Moses, I am.
All right.
See, now, when God says, that is, and I'm saying this to you because there's a difference in what they're saying when they say it. Now, when God says, I am,
right,
it is a blank check that says, I am whatever you need me to be.
All right.
So if you need healing, I am Jehovah Guava.
All right.
If you need provision,
yes,
I am Jehovah Jireh.
All right.
If you need me with you,
yes,
I am Emmanuel.
All right.
If you need all sufficiency, I am El Shaddai.
Amen.
But above all, I am.
Amen.
Whatever you need me to be.
Yes.
Now see, but it doesn't mean the same thing when we look at it in John 8:57-58.
All right.
Now we're not taking anything away here, but see, you need to understand this. Now they're telling him, asking him, how is it even possible that you can know Abraham and you're not even 50 years old?
All right.
See now, when Yahshua is saying that I am, watch this. Glory to God. He says before Abraham was even thought of.
All right.
I was. You didn't know who I was, but I was. I am, and I was here, and I was. Even though you didn't know my name, I am.
Amen.
Glory to God. But see, now, it takes on a different meaning because Paul gets it. And watch who Paul is speaking to,
all right,
in this text. Hebrews. When he says, if you come to God,
amen,
you must first believe that what? He is.
Amen.
What are you believing that he is? Comma. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Yahweh. He is everything I need him to be.
Amen.
But see, then it turns around, and then the Son of God introduces himself to us. Because now, watch this. See, sometimes you'll get certain people that tell you, well, the Old Testament is not as And see, we've been talking about this in Bible study that the Old Testament sets the Old Testament sets the content, the construct, or the foundation on what we understand in the New Testament.
Amen.
Now, to say that, I say this, and this is what I want you to understand, that in the Old Testament, when kings came on board after theocracy was over,
all right,
when kings came into play, the king, when there was a declaration to be made, it did not become official until it was sealed in the king's name with the king's ring.
Amen. Amen.
So now you have the son sitting on the right hand of the father.
All right.
The king of kings.
Amen.
So therefore, your prayer cannot be made a declaration, an official declaration, until it is sealed in the king's name.
Alright, hallelujah.
But see, if you don't know what that name is, see that there's grace that abounds, that because God gives us grace for our ignorance. But then when you understand the power of this thing, and you can say, God, Jehovah Jireh, I need provision in the name of Yahshua.